faces. Okay. Zog Gemara. Amar Rava. Shvush l'haichal kikar zu. Imaichal zu. Vachas v'rashayna v'shaygig v'shni b'meizid pater. V'shni b'meizid v'shni v'shaygig v'shchayim. Zog Rashi. Amar Rava. So in a case when a guy makes a shvua not to eat something, but he's tired on not eating something else. Nimtzas ha'achas iser va'achas tenai. Zu shenishba aleha haba iser. So shlaichal, that's the iser. Zu sheyitla ba haba tenai. And the one that he's tired on, that's a tenai. Vashmin and Rava. The chol shvua shenishba al tenai. Metolad dover b'chaveiroi, ein isa shvua chal olav m'shas shvua, elo b'shas ma'isa rishayin. Hilkoch ha'hi shayita shas shvua hi. Min ba'isa shah zaychas shvasa k'minim b'yadim b'shvua. B'chol olav shvua l'schayiv karbin al shaygig. Says Rashi, that the chila of the first one of the two breads, that's called shas shvua. Regardless if it's the, you ate the iser first, or you ate the tenai first. As far as adam b'shvua is concerned, it's taloi in the first one that you eat. Meaning, misvara, there's a chiddush in this Rashi. Why? Misvara, you would say, like Taisvis, that the adam b'shvua, which means that if you're shaygi b'shas, the asiyas ha-shvua, b'shas chalais ha-shvua, right? Then we say adam b'shvua, and there's no shvua, right? So what's called shas asiyas ha-shvua? So Taisus says, and that you think you would say misvara, that we eat the tanai, the eating of the tanai is what makes the shvua bichal. Correct? Eating of the tanai is what makes the shvua bichal. The guy says shvua shloichal zeh im oichal zeh. So when he eats the tanai, that's when the shvua is chal. Eating the so-called iser, the shvua is not chal yet. So, if to the din that if you're shaygig b'shas chalais ha-shvua, then there's a p'tur of adam b'shvua. You don't realize b'shas chalais ha-shvua that you make that there's going to be a shvua over here. Then, so what would sorry, which achila should be considered the achila of shas shvua? We would say pashit, it's the achila of the tanai. That means, if you ate the iser first, b'shaygig, and then you ate the tanai b'meizid, so then you'll be chayav a karban. Why? Because there's no other b'shvua, because you ate the tanai b'meizid. And the shvua, the shvua, you ate b'shaygig. Right? That's what we would have said, I think, misvara. Comes along Rashi and says no. Rashi says the one that you eat first, that's called the Chalais HaShvua. That's called Chalais HaShvua. That means, if I ate the Isser, B'shaygig, and then I ate the Tanai B'mezin, so then there will be a Ptur of Adam B'Shvua. Even though the Tanai was B'mezin, but since the first one that you ate was B'shaygig, that's called Shas Shvua, Rashi says. And if the first one was B'shaygig, then it's called the problem of the B'shvua. But now, but what has to be understood is what's Pshat. Why is that called, why is the first one, whether it's a Tanai or the Isser, why is that called Shas Chalais HaShvua? Hare, as Rashi in the Hemshech numerous times tells me that when you ate the quote-unquote Isser first, it's Heter Gomer, right? It's Heter Gomer. There's nothing wrong with eating it, as long as you don't eat it tonight afterwards. It's Heter Gomer. So why is that? Why are we calling that Chalais HaShvua? So the answer is, and this is what I thought, and I was hungry this morning, and then afterwards he found that the Ran, the Chidush Ran, Mamash speaks it out, Kamat verbatim. It's Baruch Shekavanti. So, but the svara was that when is it that you have to be careful about your shvur? When is it? At what point is it chal? Is it also for you to do something because of your shvur? So the answer is, once I eat the first bread, whether it's the Tanai or the Isser, now from now on, I have a problem with eating the second bread. Now, regardless of which is first and which is the Isser, which is the Tanai. So, in other words, if I ate the Tanai first, okay, that's Pashas on Mishvur. But if I eat the Isser first, B'shaygig, forgetting that there's any Shvur here b'chlal, So now, by eating the Isser, now it's chal on me that I can't eat the other one. Because if I'm going to eat the other one, then I'm afraid what I ate was b'Isser. If I eat the Kikazah, so now when I eat the first one, if I'm going to eat the second one, which is the Tanai, that means I'm afraid I was over on my Shvua. One second. So therefore, by eating the first one, that's when it's chalami isurim. That's when it's chalami isurim machmas the shvua, not eat the second one. So Mela says Rashi, that's called shasa shvua, because that's the time when things become asur machmas the shvua. Before you ate the first one, you're allowed to eat either one. Once you eat either one, then it's also for your second one. If you ate it tonight, of course you can't eat this now, because now it's Pashat Shvua. But even if you eat the first one, you eat the Isser, now, if you're going to eat it tonight, then I'm afraid you're over. So that means, when is the time when the Shvua actually asks you to do something? That's after you eat the first one, regardless of whether it's tonight or the Isser. Now, if that's true, so Mela, if you ate the Isser B'Shaygig, that means that you brought upon the Shvua B'Shaygig, not realizing it. You brought upon the Isser, the B'Machshu, the Hanin, to eat the Tanai B'Shaygig. So now that's the problem of the Shvua. Because the Shas Achilas HaIsser is when the Shvua comes into be. Where you have to start where Machmas Yeshua, it's us if you eat the second one, and since that was B'shaygig, so Mel is not Chal because of the Meshua, because B'shas when the Shvua is going to ask for something, you was B'shaygig, so that's classic of the Meshua, and Mela, it's not going to be us if you eat the second one. Yeah.
So it's almost even the when we eat the Isser one first, that the Tanai one becomes the Isser one, and the Isser one becomes the Tanai one?
Not really.
Not really. But like
it doesn't. Not really. It's just that once you eat the Isser, now it's also if you eat the Tanai. Machmas Yeshua. Because if you're going to eat the Tanai, then I'm afraid you are even Yeshua. What? So that's when eating the first one is when. Because you didn't eat either one, you're allowed to eat whichever one you want. There's no Isser in you, right? Nothing wrong with eating this, there's nothing wrong with eating it tonight. Right? There's no Isser. But once you eat the first one, that's when it's Chal the Isser to eat the second one. And Mela, since that's when the Isser is being Chal, therefore that's Rashi's Chiddush, it's called the Meshua. That's Chiddush of Rashi.
Why don't you become a friend?
What?
Why don't you become a friend?
Why what?
Why are you Usher the Mefreya if you eat the...
No, it's also if you eat the seferis, now you may not eat the tanai, because if you can eat the tanai, that means that that's going to invoke the shvul mafreya. That means that you're over an iser. By eating the tanai, you're making yourself be over an iser mafreya.
Why does that mean only if you eat the tanai first does the shvul kick in? Why?
Well, because the tanai mafreya over here. Wait. So Duran discusses that. You're asking now a totally zaitika question, that is it mafreya or not? Okay, that's a totally zaitik question. No, so state in the Gemara is mafreya. Yeah, so Ran discusses that is a tanai of im lemafreya. Normally we say amanas is kamachshav, but either way, so Ran discusses ayin sham. But that's state da in the Gemara is mafreya. And the danach is that it's mafreya. Yeah, that if you eat the tanai, the mafreya you over. It's not just from mekanal abba. You're right. You have to understand why, but Ran discusses that. But that's not nachab shut in the sugya. That's mafreya. So once it's mafreya, then once you eat the iser, then you know I'll eat the tanai, because then it'll turn out the mafreya you're over. Okay, so that's the olive bays over here in the sugya lifi Rashi. That's mamish the olive bays of the sugya lifi Rashi, which. Okay, we'll have to see when you see the Balmar seems to have a different. The Balmar agrees with Rashi that the Adam Mishvua is totally in the Achila of the first thing, but he seems to be saying a different Svara, not like we just said now, but Akhman the Ran is very clear, the Svara is exactly what we just said now. Now, okay, so that's the Aleph Beis in Rashi. Now, this Rashi, the Hamshach of this Rashi, is very difficult. So Rashi said, "Bimbayis hashoa zayichres shvua, so kriyna biadam b'shvua, v'chol ol shvua, lischayev carbon al shaygig, bein shachal tanai rishain, bein shachal ha'iser rishain." Rashi is saying you're going to be chayev a carbon if the first one was b'mezid. Whether again, the first one is called Shas Shvua. So whether or not it was a Tanai first or the Issa first, the Shvua is Chal. But now he says, but he said a Chal of Shvua is Chai of carbon, yeah. It's Chai of carbon al Shaygi. Whether or not you ate the Tanai first or the Issa first. Ubavad shete shgaga bachilas iser. Yeah. So these words of Rashi are impossible to read, because Rashi is saying that if you eat the first one b'mezid, right? Hilchach he shaita shashvua that eaten by the first one. Vim ba'ais hashav zoiches hashvua. That means you ate b'mezid. The first one was b'mezid. Yeah. It's called mishvua. Then he says, Bain, if it was a Tanai or the Isser, and you Michayev carbon. But provided that the Achila, the Isser, was B'shaigig. You just say to yourself, Menei Bay. You said that if you were Mazid, either B'Tanai or B'Isser, the first one. So now you've invoked the Shua, and now you're subject to either carbon or Malkus. So what's the case of carbon? Rashi says, "You bechayev carbon." Bain, if the first one was b'mezid or second one was b'mezid, provided that the iser, divided iser is b'shaygig, because Rashi says later on in the Hemshuch that if the iser was b'mezid, then there's no carbon. If you ate the Issa first, and then you ate the Tanai, b'mezid, the Tanai b'shaygig, that's mechayegus rishayim, we'll see about that. Rashi Shita is, if you ate the Issa b'mezid, and the Tanai b'shaygig, Rashi says, you're not chayev a carbon. Not like Baran Tam and the Balamar. Yeah? Why? Because Rashi says, that in order to be chayav a carbon, that achilas ha'iser has to be b'shaygi. It's not enough that you are being over on all this b'shayik. In order to be ate the tanai, this would be amazing. So now it's also if you eat the tanai, because then l'mafreya, it turns out that you are over nisser. Now I ate the tanai b'shayik. So an argument could have been made that saif l'saif, how am I being over on this shvua? I dare shaygig. Why? Because even though I ate the isser b'meizid, but in isser b'meizid is nothing. It's not an isser. Yeah, it's mutter to eat the isser by itself. Elamai. But now they're going to eat the tanai. So now mafreya, the isser was aser. Now, but I ate the tanai b'shaygig. Right. So that means that one could have argued that I was over on the Isser, l'mafreya, b'shaygig. Meaning, it was me being shaygig, which invoked the Isser, l'mafreya. Right? So, the Isser, this that I'm over in Isser, is aydei shaygig. So one could have argued, like Meir Tam argues, that in that case, give me chayav a carbon. So you ate the Isser b'meizid, the Tanai b'shayig, you should be chayav a carbon. Because saif k'saif, the Isser, you're over on the Isser b'shayig. Yeah? Says Rashi, no. Rashi says it over here, and he says it later. That no, you need that the achilas Isser, the maisa achilas Isser, has to be b'shayig. In order to be in carbon. It's Tanai and carbon. The achilas Isser has to be b'shayig.
But
okay.
It's not Achilles Isser because the first time he ate was an Isser. Once.
No, but Mafreya was though. Mafreya was.
Isn't that the Tanai becomes an Achilles Isser?
Yeah, that's not true. You're wrong. No, Mafreya was. Mafreya was Oscar. Mafreya was Achilles Isser. That was the Maisa Achilles. Shush loichol zeh, moichol zeh. So when you ate this is the Maisa Isser. Mafreya. Mafreya was the Maisa Isser. Now, so the problem Rashi is though, then it doesn't make any sense. On one hand, he tells me that in order to be a carbon, the achilas ha'isser has been b'shaygi, right? And yet he says that if you ate the first one, b'meizid, whether it's the tanai or the isser, so the shvu is chal, right? And you'll be chayav a carbon. But that's not true. Now, Rashi's first statement, yeah? Rashi says, "V'mayis l'sha zeich es shvasech karina be'od meshvua b'shas achilu rishayna v'chol al shvu l'schayev carbon al shaygig bein shoch al tanai rishayin bein shoch l'isser rishayin." Yeah? That's not true. It's not true. That statement is not true. Rashi says that if the first achilu was b'meizid, whether it's the Tanai or the Isser, so the Shvul is Chal, and you chayav a carbon. That's not true. If the Isser was first, and you ate that b'meizid, so you're not chayav a carbon. So how can Rashi say that Chol all of Shvul is chayav a carbon, al shaygig, bein shachal Tanai rishayin, bein shachal Isser rishayin. And he says, Ubavad, shatei shagaga b'achilas Isser. You're just saying to yourself. You just said that whether or not you ate the Tanai Rishon or the Isser Rishon, and we're talking about Mezin. Otherwise, otherwise not Chavz al Meshua. So you're talking about you ate Mezin, and you're saying Chayav a carbon. Oh, but only if the Tanai was B'shaygi. So only if the Isser was B'shaygi. So you're not Chayav a carbon. You're not Chayav a carbon regardless if the Isser was first or the Tanai was first. It's just not true. Because if the Isser was first, you're not chayav a carbon. It's true the shul was chal. Yeah? You're not chayav a carbon. Because the ma'is Isser was done b'meiz, not b'shayi. So this is a problem in Ebe, which is an impossible problem in Rashi. You can't read the Rashi. And Taisus Takish tells in that. And Taisus says that Zeh Pirish Megumgum. The Bachilas Isser, Rishayin, Loi Mishkach, Eschiv Karben. Rashi says that regardless of whether you eat the Issa first or the Tanai first, you'll be Chayav Karm. That's just patently false. Because if you eat the Issa first, it's not Shayav, it'll be Chayav Karm. Why? Because in order that there should be a Shvuah, you have to eat B'mezid. And if you eat B'mezid, she this Rashi is, then you're not Chayav Karm. If the Issa was eaten B'mezid, even though the Tanai was B'shayag, you're not going to be Chayav Karm. The Yachal B'shayag, you're looking about B'shvuah. There's a catch 22. If you eat the iser b'meizid, then there's no carbon because the chilas iser has to be b'shaygig. If you eat the iser b'shaygig, then the whole shvuah is not chal because that's called shas shvuah. The chilas b'shaygig is shas shvuah, and it was b'shaygig. This is Tais's big problem in Rashi. This Rashi is impossible to read one line to the next. So Tosfos says, actually Yashvai Ella B'Daychik, the Mishkachas La Kegain. Tosfos has Echtimtza. We can have your cake and eat it too. Yeah, you can have a case where, on one hand, you're amazed. L'gabe Adam B'Shvua, you're considered amazed, but l'gabe being shaygig b'achilas iser, you can be considered a shaygig. What's that case? So that's going to give us a case. Kegain shebishah shaychol iser rishain lo yishakach shvuah asay v'adam mishvuah. He knows that there's a shvuah. Yeah, when he eats the first one, he knows that there's a shvuah on these two pieces of bread. If he eats one, the other one's going to come asar. Okay, so the shvuah is chal. So where's the shaygig? Avos shaygig who sheini idea shezak kika shenishba olav. He thinks that he's eating the tanai. So he knows that by eating this piece of bread, he's gonna invoke the shvuah, right? But he thinks he's eating the tanai. By eating this piece of bread, it's gonna be awesome for him to eat this, sir. Really, in truth, he's eating the Isser. He's really eating the Isser. So, v'afa b'shemut alaychlay, choshev shkaga. So, why is this called shkaga? It's shkaga because he doesn't realize that he's eating the Isser. However, it's fine. He's like, hey, aychol, l'fishem esav alaychol shal tanai. In other words, for whatever reason, Tais gives you three, I don't know if Tais gives you so many reasons, for whatever reason, he wants to eat the Tanai, right? He's eating bread number two, which is the Tanai. Shuosh Leichel A, one, if I eat two. And he thinks he's eating the Tanai, bread number two. For whatever reason, Tais gives you three reasons why he might want to do that. Okay? Whatever, it doesn't make a difference, really, what the reason is. So now, but he knows, so on one hand, there's no problem with Adam B'Shvua. Why? Because he knows that by eating this bread, the Shvua is going to be Chal. Right? Like Rashi says, Adam B'Shvua, it doesn't matter which bread you eat. Any bread that you're eating, now you're not going to be able to eat the other one. Okay? So that's called Shas Shvua. Okay? He thinks that he's eating the Tanai, and that's what's going to Aser the Isser. In truth, he really ate the Isser, right? He ate Isser bread.
He ate the Tanai then again.
No. He wanted to eat, anyway, ultimately he ate both breads, yeah? But the question is, what was his mindset, and which bread did he eat? Okay, so it's Taisvis, the Echetimtza, that it should be considered mezid, l'gabi adam b'shvuah, and still be considered shaygig b'achilas iser, is a cute hechtimtza where he knows that this is shvuah, and he knows that these two breads are the subject of the shvuah. Okay, and he knows that when he eats one of these breads, it's going to be also the shvuah's chal. So it's adam b'shvuah. Okay, now, but he's thinking that I'm eating the tanai, when in fact he really ate the iser. He ate iser bread. So now, the shvuah is chal, because he knew that a shvuah is going to be chal. He didn't know how the shua was going to be chal, but that's not chasar on the shua. Just because you think you're eating the tanai and really eating the iser, but as Rashi says, the shas achilas, the kikar rishon, that's called shas shua. So if you knew that by eating one of them, either one, you can, the shua is going to happen, that's called meizid b'shas achilas b'shas chalais shua. Now, but since you thought you were eating the tanai, not the iser, so you're considered a shaygig. Rashi says you have to be a shaygig. You have to be a shaygig. That's be a shaygig in achilas iser. Says Taisus, here you have a chetimitzah. You are a shaygig achilas iser. Even though it's hetter, but because you think you're eating the tanai, not the iser, so you consider shaygig achilas iser. You're a shaygig achilas iser.
And then you go on the other.
And then you went and ate the other one. B'shaygig. So then, l'maisi yichayev a carbon. Yichayev a carbon. Okay, because in other words, here you have a chtimsa where mitzad adam b'shvua you're amazing, but mitzad the carbon, it's still cool that you are shaygig because you didn't realize that was the iser. I'm sorry, Maishi?
Isn't that
Halam
of Chayfetz?
What? Rashash has a question. It's Halam Chayfetz. It's Halam Chayfetz. You don't realize. No, what's that? Right, he knows it's Helm Chayfetz is. You think eating something that's mutter, no?
Yeah.
What?
He's identifying the object.
What? I know that, but the case of Helm Chayfetz. The case of Helm Chayfetz is what? Huh? You made a shvunat to eat. Paschitim. And you stuck your hand into the bread basket, thinking you took pasayim, right? So there you think it's mutter. So maybe here's a little bit. Here you know that by eating this, that this is going to be part of the iser, though. You're eating something which is part of it, it's not something that's mutlagami. Anyway, it's mutter to eat now, right? So, you're eating something, I think as a bonus is saying, that is part of the iser. Top, okay. The question is a good question. We have to think about if this answer is a good answer. Okay, so that's Taisei Chtimtza for Rashi. Okay? Now, the Taisei Rosh takes a different approach. And he says you have to change the gears in Rashi. Because, I mean, you know, what Taisa says is a shtickle chasser and a seif in Rashi. Like, it's mamish a whole hosher kali in the Rashi. But this Rashi says you have to just change the gears. So. And he says, Kach yesh le liya is chasser pish Rashi. V'achal tanai rishayin. Efshalo is chayiv carbon, umalkus. Bachal iser rishayin. Efshalo is chayiv malkus. Yeah. In other words, when Rashi says yichayiv carbon, al shayig ben shachal tanai rishayin ben shachal iser rishayin. Umalkus al mezid. So the Tais Rosh says that Lagabi Malkus, that Ochal Tanai Rishain Efshel is Chayiv Carbon Malkus. So the Tanai, you can shy of both. But the Isser Rishain, it's only Malkus. So in other words, By Malchus, it could be. By Malchus, if you eat the Tanai first, then you mechayev carbon or Malchus. If you eat the Issa first, then it's only Shaykh Malchus, it's only Shaykh Benezer. So basically he rewrites the Rashi. The problem Rashi, the Rashi says that if you ate the first one, b'mezid, in the Shavuos Chal, Rashi says, if you ate the first one, b'mezid, you chayv carbon, it's chayv carbon, Bein shalach tanai rishon, bein shalach iser rishon. That doesn't mean that's not true. That's not true. That if you ate the iser rishon, it's not shayach a carbon. That's the problem. Malchus is a grashi vayter. Al mezid, if it was mezid, then you chayv malchus. Uvashed hey hasra ba'achilas iser. So Malchus, Yechayiv, b'meizid, but that's be Asra. By Malchus, there's a problem of Asra. V'mkvar shokach shvosay b'shas ma'ezir rishayim. So I mean, that all get onto the sugya later of Asra Safik, right? So if you ate the t'nai first, b'meizid, then you ate the second b'meizid, okay, then it's Pasha Asra l'kul alma. But if you ate this at first, then it's Asra Safik. Now, this is all if you ate the first one, amazing. If you ate the first one, v'shaygig, then ain't shmo chal olav. Loyal karv, loyal malchus. Why? Because the problem of m'shvua. My sin and lay, siyat l'kamam, maslis d'nadar. And Rashi has to add that in for us. Okay, so that's Rashi's basic hakdama to the sugya, without getting involved in the nitty gritty of the cases. But overall, that's what Rashi told us. Overall, in order for the Shavua to be chal, it has to be that he ate the first one b'mezid. Right? Now, if he ate the first one b'mezid, so Ayichayiv carbon, Ayichayiv malchus. So that depends. If you ate the Tanai, b'mezid. If you ate the Tanai, b'mezid. Then it's shayach malchus. If it's Asra. If you ate the Issa b'mezid. Then it's also shayach malchus. But carbon, it's not shayach. The only way to shy a carbon is if you ate the Tanai b'mezid, and then you ate this b'shaygig, then you mechayev a carbon. So, in order for the shvur shbichal, it has to be b'mezid. Now it depends. If you ate the Tanai b'mezid, it's shy a carbon and malchus. If you ate the Issa b'mezid, it's only shy a malchus, it's not shy a carbon. That's what comes out of Yitai Zerosh. And the Taisis has Echetimtza, where Chayach to eat the Isser b'mezid and still be chayev a carbon. That sums up basically the first Rashi. And the Hezber, why is it that the Chil Rishayin is called Shas Shvua? Now we have in the Ran that because whichever one you eat first, now it's Chal and you an Isser to eat the second one, Machmas Yishvua. That's called Shas of Chalais Yishvua. And if that was B'shaygig, then nothing happens because it's Abraham Vad Mishvua. Now, Rashi goes into the nitty gritty of Rava's statements. So, what's the first statement of Rava? Shush Leich Kika Zu, Michael Zu. Vachas Rishayin B'shaygig, Vashni B'mezid, Potter. So what's called Rishayna and what's called Shnia? So Grashi Hahi de Tanai Kari Shaina. Shkach Haiz is say the Shavasai. Im Eichel Zu, Le Eichel Zu. Now, even though Rashi, the Gerus in our Gemara, and the Gerus that Rashi has before is not like that. The Gemara says, Shvush Leichel, the Lashon of the Shvu is, Shvush Leichel Kikar Zu, Im Eichel Zu. And Rashi had that's their Masl of Rashi also. Shvush Leichel Zu, Im Eichel Zu. So it means the Lashon of the Shvu, the Issa came first. So what does Rashi mean? Either Tanai, Kari Shaina. So you look at Taisi Rosh. So when I first read the Rashi, I said, okay, it must be Rashi had a different gears than the Gemara. Yeah? But if you look at Taisi Rosh, he says that no, Rashi not gonna have the gears like us, and then I was bothered because at least the way we have the Rashi, Rashi had the gears like us also. So up Taisi Rosh, he means, I think what Taisi Rosh is saying, is that but the way this setup is, yeah, that if I eat when I make it tanai, right? What makes the iser bichal? Not in practical terms. Right? In practical terms, that was always screaming over Rashi before that whatever you first makes the iser, but what makes the chalaisa iser? The achilas hatanai is what makes the iser bichal. Right, so Batzem, in the Seder HaDvarim, what makes the Issa, the real Issa Bichal, is the Achilas HaTanai. So that's why we call, Rashi says, we call the Tanai first. Hakachai says Shvasi, that Im Eichel Zu, so again, when I first saw Rashi, I thought he had different gears in the Gemara. But the way Taisi Rosh says it means because in the way things are happening, it's the achilas hatnai which makes this bichal. So that's first. First in not in Seder Advarim that happens, but first in what causes what cause and effect. It's the achilas hatnai which is the cause of the iser. Bavinishvi, it says Achos Rishayna, and that if Rashi means Achilas Atanai. Oh, this is another very, very difficult Rashi. Vahai Dinokat Achilas Atanai, Bereisha, Lab Mishum, the Oven Ipcha Loi Chayla, the Vadai Chayla, Umas Chayla Mafreya. So the reason why we talk about the Chila Rishonis first is only for the Seifa. Ela Mishum Debay Lameima Rishonim B'meizid Rishonim B'shoigig. The second case, Rishonim B'shoigig B'shoigig there Yichayev. And that, meaning Chayev carbon. And that, you only Chayev a carbon. Dach B'hach Shniyad Isser Isser. In other words, in the case of Rishayna B'meizid, Ushniya B'shaigi. So there, in Chayav Karbin, that's Dafka if you ate the Tanai first, B'meizid. If you ate and the Shaigi was on the second, was on the Isser, then you Chayav Karbin. But what if the Shaygig, what if the Mezid was on the Isser, and then there was a Shaygig on the Tanai? So you're not Chayav a carbon. Like we said before, because Achilas a Isser has to be a Shaygig. The Ibn Tanai, Lemaisi carbon, Achilas a Isser, Mafrey, Shayse Mezid, Ubeheter, Shaday Le Nesr Allah. I don't know why Rashi has to add that. That it was because it was beheter. Rashi says if you ate the first one, you ate the iser first, b'meizid, and then you ate the tanai b'shaigig, you're not chayav a carbon. So Rashi says why? So Rashi says first of all it was b'meizid, and then he says also it was beheter. Shadayin l'nesra alav. Right? I don't know why that's significant. and why he can't be chayav a carbon for that. It wasn't a shaygig. Gaf api shu shaygig b'shas achila achrayna shu ayvriba ala shvul mafreya. Gaf api shu shaygig b'shas achila achrayna shu ayvriba ala shvul mafreya. Shkogib isrvina. So even though Mashi's bavarni, ayadei the achilas again. He ate the isr b'meizid the tanai b'shaygig. So ayadei shaygig, you are being oivel mafreya on the achilas isr. Says Rashi, that's not enough because achilas isr has to be b'shaygig. Fine. So that's what Rashi says. We talk about in Rava's memories, it has to be that the tanai is first. Yeah. Now, but let's go back to the first case. What's Rashi saying in the first case? What's the first case? Achaz Rishayin B'Shaygig, Vashniv B'Meiz Yipater. Yeah? Says Rashi, B'hai D'Nog N'Achilos Atanai B'Reisha, Lam Yishum Di Ovid Ipcha Loi Chayla, the Vade Chayla, U'Mischayil Mafreya? These words of Rashi are impossible to read. Because what's Ipcha? And if Rashi's going in the first case, what's the Ipcha of the first case? The case in the Gemara is you ate the Tanai first, and then b'shaygig, and the Shnia you ate this b'meizid. And what's it then? You potter. Why you potter? Why was the Shvuah chal? Other Meshua, because Shas Shvuah was b'shaygig. Now let's say it'll be Ipcha. We ate the Isser b'shaygig and the Tanai b'meizid. What's the Nchesk? You ate the Isser b'shaygig, and then you ate the Tanai b'meizid. What's called Shas Shvuah? Rashi said we ate the first one. In this case, what's the first one? The Isser. But you ate b'shaygig. So what's it then? Is it Shvuah chal? No. Why? Other Meshvuah. Because you ate the Shvuah. You ate the first one, which is Shas Chalais HaShvuah. You ate it B'Shaygig. So it's going to be the same thing. So Rashi says that Hu Adin Ipcha, but the reason why we say the Tanai first and not the Isser first, don't tell me, yeah? Because not Chal. Really, it's going to be Chal. Ipcha's also. Yeah? That's not true. It's just not true. You're not chayil mafreya. Because if it was ipcha and you ate isser b'shaygi, the first case of Gemara is you ate the tanai, the rishon, which Rashi calls the tanai. You ate the tanai b'shaygi, and the isser b'meizis hipater. It's not on b'shvur. So Rashi says, so why are we discussing the Rishon first? What about if you ate the Sheni, the Hainu, the Issa first? Right? Says Rashi, don't think the reason is because then it's not going to be Chal. No, even in that case it's Chal and you chay it. Not true. Because if it was Ipcha, the Hainu, Ipcha is not the next case of Gemara, right? Ipcha is that you ate the You ate the Sheni b'shaygig, and the Rishon, which is Tanai b'meizit. That's the Ipcha. And we've seen the Hemshcha Rashi what he calls Ipcha. His question was why. His question is the same case, but what the order. His question is on the order, right? Scotch is on the order. Why is the order Rishon Sheni? Let it be Sheni Rishon. So there he says, don't tell him because it's not going to be Chal. No, it's going to be Chal. But in the Sefer, it has to be Dafka that way. In the Sefer, it says, Eichayiv is Dafka, the Tanai b'meizid. But if the Issa was b'meizid, you're not going to be chayav a carbon. But in the Reisha, if it was Ipcha, Rashi says it's Chal. and Yechayev, it's not true. If he ate the Isser, which is the Sheini, B'Shaigi, and the Rishain, B'Meizah, which is that's the Ipcha case, right? As we see in the Sefer, what Rashi is calling Ipcha. So, what's it then? Yipater. Same, Yipater. Not that it's Chal. What? Why Yipater? Because you ate the Sheini B'Shaigi. So it's not, the Pashas Chalas HaShvua is not Adam B'Shvua. The Chalas HaShvua is eating the first one, whichever it is, even if it's a Sheini, meaning it's the Isser. And then it's Adam B'Shvua, you ate B'Shaigi. Now we eat the second one, B'Meizah, Yipater. So, this makes no sense. Yeah, this makes no sense. You can't read the Rashi. So again, Taisvis takes issue with this, and he says, "Mash birish nam b'samuch, gabi ochal esarishayin, hay dinokar achilas etnai bereisha, la mishum di oven ipcha loy chaylo the vade chaylo mischaylo mafreya." Yeah. So what does that mean? He's Mischael Mafreya. But if it was Ipcha, and he ate the Isser, he ate the Sheini B'Shaig, he's not Chayel Mafreya. What does Rashi mean? What does Rashi mean? Zokta Haizvis, Eni Ratzlaim Ipcha Mibava the Kaiba, Nahayin Ushach Isser Tchila, B'shaigig, mamish, sheshokach shvuasai, v'imkei l'chay l'klal, l'abad m'shvua. So, the simple reading of Rashi makes no sense. The simple reading of Rashi, ipcha would mean, the yet is b'shaigig, b'shaigig gomor, and that Rashi is saying, it's chal, it's not true. So that can't be. The simple reading of Rashi is impossible. The simple reading of Rashi is impossible. Because ipcha, the simple reading of the word ipcha means they ate the sheni b'shaig. Instead of the rishon b'shaig, they ate the sheni b'shaig. That's ipcha. That's really what Rashi calls ipcha namshach.
So it's saying we're not going under this
bubble. I said again. Tais saying the simple reading of Rashi can't be because it's not true. Elamai. So I'm saying Almighty doesn't mean that. I'm saying, but the simple reading of Rashi. First, if you know what the simple reading of Rashi is, then you can see how you're going to fedre the Rashi. The simple reading of Rashi, you have to want to show us what they're saying. Why it's impossible? Almighty doesn't mean that. Leiboy nami lameimar shachol isser b'meizid legamri tchila. Then kan shkaga b'shas achilas isser. Almighty, you might want to say that when Rashi says ipcha, he means that how are we going to flip it? That achas of rishayin b'shaigig v'shni b'meizid, it will flip it. Instead of rishayin b'shaigig and shni b'meizid, it was meaning first you ate rishayin b'shaigig and then you ate the shni b'meizid. We'll say it's talking about you ate the shni b'meizid and then you ate the rishayin b'shaigig. That's also called flipping this case. There's two ways of flipping the case. Either instead of the Rishayin and B'Shaig, it's the Shnei B'Shaig, or instead of the Rishayin and B'Shaig and the Shnei B'Mezid, it was Shnei B'Mezid first, and then Rishayin and B'Shaig. Yeah? So in that case, what would be the din? And then Rashi saying Yechayiv, right? Rashi saying Yechayiv in that case. Why Yechayiv in that case? You ate the shnia, you ate the iser b'meizid, and the tanai b'shaigi. Says Rashi Yechayiv. What do you chayiv? What do you chayiv? Carbon? Carbon? Huh? Boss is carbon, but you ate b'meizid. You ate the shnia b'meizid first. Rashi says that not b'chayiv carbon. This has to be b'shaigi. And here you ate b'meizid. They nearly cloud. So you could just watch the lion with the Mikhail Mafreya Malkus. Because carbon doesn't work. You gave him Mazid. There's no carbon. Elmai, Rashi would mean Malkus. Right? The whole, if we're talking about Shvo, also Rashi throws in, oh, you should know that if we be Fakar, you'd be Chai Malkus. Taisa says, that can't be. why is Namastab and Rashi meant that? Not because what I just said. Sorry, not because what I just said, because we're talking about Karbana Malkus. They said, Ain Svara, she's Chai Malkus. Because he won't be Chai. Tais arguing that, we'll say that that doesn't make any sense, that Rashi should mean that. Meaning, what happened? You ate the first one, which is the Isser. Sorry, you ate the second one, Sechan. You ate the second one, Bemezid. The Isser, Bemezid. And you ate the Tanai, Bishaygi. Right? So what Rashi would be saying, you Chai Malkus. Yeah? Obviously, Asra Sofik taking into consideration. So Tais says, Kiva and Shacharkach, Ocha, Tanai Beshaigig, doesn't make sense, you be Chai Malkus. Kasaif, the Issa came about Beshaigig. When you ate the first one, it was had the Gama, right? Even though it was quote unquote amazing, I mean, you know what you're doing. But, so the Issa came about. Totally b'shaygi, because he ate tonight b'shaygi. It doesn't make sense, Yichai Malkus, for doing something b'shaygi, for the Issa coming about, Ayideh Shaygi. You didn't intentionally eat the Issa. You intentionally ate something that there's a potential for Shvua to be chal on that. So Tais has a hard time saying you should be Chai Malkus for that. Kasaif, ultimately, you ate the second one, b'shaygig. Semela, how is Chai Malkus for the fact that you knew that that you were eating the Isser, the quote-unquote Isser? Void, the Bishbar Tam, Adrabi, Chai of Carbon, Bach is the Tchil of Bemezid, Tanai b'shaygig. Hare, we mentioned before, the Shita of the Balmar, the Bishbar Tam, we'll see, maybe for different reasons, but the Balshit the Balmar Maritime is if we ate the Isser b'mezid and the Tanai b'shaygig, you chayev carbon because the Isser came about b'shaygig. That's chayev carbon. Yeah. So it's hard to say that according to Rashi, you know, Mamish Merkatz al Katsa. According to the Maritime, it's considered shaygig. According to Rashi, it's considered amazing. So
Rashi, even though Rashi put being
over there, so at
the
Achilles Sisson. Rashi
was being over the
Shrub,
was
amazing.
He was over the Shrub, but
the Achilles Sisson. It's true, but there was no Mazin in Avera. There was never a point when you were Mazin in Avera.
So
you have to be Mazin in Avera. Yeah, to be Chai Malkus, you have to be Mazin in Avera. There was never a time you were Mazin in Avera. That's Taisa Sfara. El Ratzalaymar, so here what's Taisa say? So what does Rashi mean? Again, Taisa marshals his funny case. So when Rashi says that if you ate, listen to everybody say, that if you ate the Isser B'shaygig and you ate the Tanai B'mezid, you're going to be high of a carbon, Rashi means his case before. Meaning, his case of Shaygi before, the Hainu, that you knew that there was an Isser, you knew that there's a Shvo here, one of these is going to make you us eat the other one, but you thought you were eating the Tanai, not the Isser. So on one hand, there's other Mishvu, on the other hand, you're still considered Shaygi. That's what Rashi means. Oh, Shul Matzasi B'Taisi Ben Echonon Shekasav Shasayfrim To V'Kakroi Leos. He has different gears in Rashi. When Rashi says that the reason why we hop on, yeah, the first one's first and the second one is second, which Rashi did first doesn't mean first. First means the Tanai. Tanai is first, and this is second. Why we say that? Says Rashi, Lav Nishum, the oven Ipcha, Chayla. You might have thought that why does it say the Tanai first, and this is second? Maybe only then you potter. Why? You might have thought that if you eat the Tanai, B'shoigig, right? Eat the Tanai B'shoigig, oh, that's Pamod M'shvua. right? But if you eat the Isser B'Shoyge, that's not a problem of the Mishvua. Not the whole Rashi before. Says Rashi, La Mishum, no, don't be Medayik. The reason why we said you ate the Tanai first is because if you ate the Issa first, B'Shoyge, then there won't be a problem of the Mishvua. There won't be a problem of the Mishvua. So Rashi, no. The Avin Ipcha, Chayla. The Vaday Loicha. Don't be like that they've ate all the way to Chal. Adarabba. The Vaday Loichayla. Shekmaisha Zayis ain't a Chala Upater. Af Isa ain't a Chala. Chaykos Bushmachem Rashi. And then Rashi says, so why does it say? And so really, it doesn't make a difference. Whether you ate the Tanai B'Shoigig and the Issa B'Mezid, or you ate the Issa B'Shoigig and the Tanai B'Mezid, either way, you part because there's no other Mishvua. Because the first one they ate, whether it's Tanai or Issa B'Shoigig, it's not other Mishvua. So why does it hop on? He ate the first one first, meaning he ate the Tanai first and not the Issa first? Because it's again the Seifa, that's Rashi answers. Because in the Seifa, where the Rishayin was amazed and the Shnei is b'shoyge yichayev a carbon, that's dafka. If the Rishayin, meaning Tanai, Rishayin slash Tanai is first, only then yichayev a carbon. But if you ate the first slash Shnei slash Isser b'mezid and you ate the other one b'shoyge, you're not going to be chayev a carbon. Why? Because the Achilles Isser has to be B'Shoyge. The Achilles Isser has to be B'Shoyge. If you ate the Shnia first, B'Mezid, and then even though you ate the Tanai B'Shoyge, that's what Rashi says, not in the time, we say that even though there's no problem about the Mishvua, there's a different problem. What's that problem? That the Isser wasn't eaten. The Isser wasn't eaten. Mishaygi. All right.